On the World and Its Maxims. All that is in the world is the concupiscence of the flesh, the concupiscence of the eyes, and the pride of life. 1 John 2:16. The following is from St. Ambrose. The world which encompasses us is full of snares. One cannot dwell in it even for a short time without danger. You open your eyes, and the guard you thought you had over self is dispelled. You lend your ear to public discussions, and your attachment to party spirit breaks out. You walk in places strewn with flower beds and flowers, and your thoughts wander on joys. You taste delicacies which are offered to you, and the poison of sensuality is hid therein. You extend your hand, and it is enough to cause an embrace. Ah, who can walk with a firm, unshaken step in the midst of the passions of the world, amidst its seductive charms? Let us then think and meditate on the words of Job, "The life of man on earth is a continual warfare." The following is from French priest Jean-Baptiste Massillon. What then is this reprobate world which you are obliged to hate from the time that you were regenerated by grace, and which you ought to continue to hate all your life? For you, the bright side is uppermost, and I have simply to say that it is that you love. The world, it is that raging sea on which are tossed to and fro vessels containing a crowd of sinners, whose cares and projects depend on the fortunes or misfortunes of life, whose aim seems to be to build palaces on sand, whose hopes are fixed on the fleeting enjoyments of this life, who seek for joys and pleasures which are 1,000 times more fatiguing than they are worth. The world is a monstrous assemblage of party spirits who revile each other and regard each other with contempt, envy, and jealousy, void of honor and fair dealing. The world is a temporal kingdom which knows not Jesus Christ, where he himself declares that he is not, and for which he does not wish to pray. The world is that mass of wicked men and impious libertines who refuse to believe in the truths of the gospel because they wage war with their vices, because they confute the Savior's maxims, despise his mysteries, ignore his precepts, and profane his sacraments. In short, the world is the majority who follow its maxims. It is this world which you have to hate in your baptism, and which you are taught to confute, condemn, and wage war against. This world, then, is the enemy of the cross and of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and ought therefore to be with you an object of horror, in which you ought to sacrifice to the interests of your salvation. The first use we make of our free will is the choice of dangerous pleasures. The first temptation is that of our passions, and our reason believes only on the wreck of our innocence. All the land is infected through the wickedness of those who dwell on it. One no longer sees, says a prophet, the existence of truth or charity. Mercy is not there, and the knowledge of God is uncared for. All have overthrown the obstacles which preserve their innocence in their hearts. Blasphemy, lying, injustice, adultery, homicide, perfidy, and other horrible crimes have inundated the land, says a prophet. Blood has tasted blood, the father scandalizes his child, the brother lays snares for his brother, and the husband seeks for a divorce. Among men there are no ties but self-interest, passion, ill-humor, and caprice. Crime is common among the noble and great. Virtue is only meant for the simple-minded. Piety is the lot of few. Hatreds are eternal, and an enemy is never looked upon as a brother. Thence arise those resentments one against another. The purest virtue is not safe from slander. Lawsuits and vexatious actions, and the meetings of friends and relations, are no longer public censures on public morals. Gambling of every kind has become either shameful trafficking in shares, or that blind infatuation which often ends in the ruin of families, and almost always causes the loss of the immortal soul. Those innocent bonds of society, family meetings, are now only attractions for the indulgence of intemperance. The city is a sinful Nineveh, where all follow the bent of their inclinations. The court is the center of vice. The whole country a frightful desert, where men, like so many wild beasts, tear and bite each other, and where hatred, envy, and jealousy are paramount. What do I say? Nothing but disorder and confusion are in the world. The following is from St. Augustine. The world is more dangerous when it flatters us than when it ill-treats us. We should be more careful of trusting it when it invites us to love it than when it admonishes us and compels us to despise it. The chains that bind us to the world are pleasing to look at, but hard to bear. The harm they inflict is certain, the pleasure they promise very doubtful. Those who wear them are ever busy, but never exempt from dread. They who follow the maxims of the world experience nothing but misery, and the flattering expectation of happiness is delusive and vain. Would you wish not to be an enemy of God? Do not be a friend of the world.